Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more
Moto
details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
This is continuing coverage in the trial of Donna Adelson from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
On counts one and count three.
Response from the state.
In considering the JOA argument as to whether there is sufficient evidence for this defendant to be a principal to the charges, the state first wants to point out the emails in this case that detail the defendant's hate for Dan Markell and her motive. If he's out of the picture, then Wendy and the grandsons can come to live in Miami where she is, and she was the person who benefited most from this crime by them being able to do that. We also heard from Luis Rivera. He said that he and Garcia followed Dan Markell's car from his home to the daycare, to the gym the day of the murder, and had surveilled Dan Markell's comings and goings from the park outside of Trescott Drive in the month before and the weekend of the murder. We also saw on the defendant's planner where in 2014 she had year, make, model of Dan Markell's car as well as his license plate. We also heard from Catherine Magbanua. She said that Charles Adelson said that his parents had just been at his house the night of the murder when she arrived, and then also told her his mom had washed the money. This was the same money that was provided to the killers and that Magbanua found was wet. That testimony was corroborated by phone evidence showing that the defendant stopped at Charlie Adelson's house the night of the murder. We saw the text message from her saying she's outside his house, and that was during the short stretch of highway where she has 1 hour unaccounted for on her drive, when the rest of her drive she was able to accomplish within the estimated time that the mapping software would think that she would have. We also heard from Rob Adelson and heard that she told him not to talk to the FBI, and when he let her know that he already had, she said, well, you don't know anything anyway. She also had a complete lack of curiosity about what happened, according to him, and said that, I don't know and I don't care what happened. It's not my concern. We saw from the evidence that this defendant had an access to a large amount of cash, kept her cash in a safe, and that it was very common for she and Charlie Adelson to transfer cash back and forth to each other. We saw that she signed 44 checks to Catherine McVanois from Adelson Institute over the course of 2 years. This is despite the fact that Charlie Adelson had signing authority there. He could have done it himself if it was just him acting alone here. We also heard that in 2015, Harvey Adelson bought Adelson Institute back from Charlie Adelson, and we saw on the summary of the checks where roughly half the checks written to Catherine McVanois were written from fall of 2015 to spring of 2016, where Harvey Adelson would have been back as one of the primaries in the business. Donna Adelson, we also saw from the bump video, she was handed an article with Danny's picture about the murder, and she calls her son. He's the first call that she makes, and she tells Charlie specifically that this involves the both of us and that it involves the two of us when she's talking about the article that she was handed about Dan Markell's murder. So while there is a lot of circumstantial evidence and inferences in this case, there is also direct evidence, and the state argues that her admission that after being handed an article about the murder that it involves both of us and it involves the two of us to Charlie Adelson is direct evidence and an admission of guilt in this case. And she also tells Charlie Adelson the TV costs five, or this TV is about five. And that's the same TV that's referenced that Charlie Adelson bought instead of hiring a hitman, and that Wendy's family, that her mother helped set up as part of her alibi and emailed Wendy about that day after the appointment was made by her father. When the wire took place, she and Charlie Adelson are overheard discussing the fact that they don't need to be talking on the phone. They don't need to be talking in an apartment. They go to great lengths to take a walk outside, to sit down by the water where they can't be overheard, to sit by the pool where they believe they're not able to be heard by law enforcement. And on the wire, we see the same pattern of communication that was seen in the call detail records before the wire took place. Donna to Charlie to Catherine to Garcia. And this is consistent with McVanois's testimony of how communication was relayed in this case.
Before you continue, Mr. Dugan, specifically as to the argument of stacking inferences, what is the state's position?
The state's position is there are inferences in this case. There is circumstantial evidence in this case. However, there is also direct evidence. Even if there was only substantial circumstantial evidence, you know, the Bush case from the Florida Supreme Court did away with excluding every reasonable hypothesis of innocence in circumstantial evidence cases. However, we have more than just that here. We have this defendant writing checks to the middleman of this murder. We have her admitting it involves the two of us. And we also have her suborning perjury by admitting to one of her friends in custody, Patricia Byrd, that she did do what she was accused of. That's what Ms. Byrd said on direct, and I clarified that with her on redirect. Was it that she told you that she just wrote checks, or did you specifically ask her, did you do what she's accused of, or did you do what they say you did? And she said that no, she said she did what she was accused of. And she's also offering to pay for false testimony from Byrd and from Ms. Bernhardt, and even writing a script for Ms. Bernhardt to come in and recite in trial. We also have Donna Adelson adopting Charlie Adelson's extortion defense during and after Charlie's trial through text messages. And on the other hand, we have texts between Donna Adelson and Charlie Adelson in 2016 where we see that Charlie Adelson is telling her that his attorney is meeting with Garcia's attorney, and we see her reaction to that, which is not consistent with someone who believed that they were being extorted by Garcia or by that group for the past 2 years. We also see the 2016 text messages where we see Donna Adelson's reaction to Charlie Adelson workshopping this other possible theory of Dan Markell's murder. And our argument is that reaction is not consistent to with somebody who believed that she was being extorted, according to Charlie Adelson, for the past 2 years. We also have evidence of consciousness of guilt in this case. We have her fleeing with an emergency fast-track visa she sought to obtain within hours of Charlie Adelson's verdict. And within also hours of Charlie Adelson's verdict, sending a text that says, basically, you know I'm next, but that won't happen, and I'll take care of that. And then going to board this flight to a non-extradition country a week later. So the state's argument is all of that circumstantial evidence combined with the direct evidence in this case, in the light most favorable to the state, there has been competent substantial evidence that a reasonable trier of fact could find the existence of the elements of this crime beyond a reasonable doubt.
Right. The legal standard the court must apply at this point is the reviewing the evidence in the light most favorable to the state. I believe in Turner versus State, 29 Southern 3rd, 361. In moving for a judgment of acquittal, a defendant admits the facts and evidence and every conclusion favorable to the state that may be reasonably inferred from the evidence. As to the direct evidence, the circumstantial evidence, and also the consciousness of guilt evidence taken together, I believe this is sufficient to overcome the matter that was raised in Williams versus State. The motion for judgment of acquittal will be denied at this time. Does the defense, as to counts 1 and 3 specifically of the indictment, does the defense have any other motions to raise?
Just small.
Judge, there was an issue that you, Your Honor, raised last week concerning advice of counsel. I don't know if we can approach to address that.
You may.
More continuing coverage in the trial of Donna Adelson is coming up from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's C-O-T-A.com. Good luck to all the runners.